the family life of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, yet again, we see a manifestation of how a husband and wife treat one another, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the husband and wife to be a tranquility and peace together. There must be trust and there must be transparency between them, communication and talking. But most importantly, if they both don't have the foundation of the trust in Allah and the same goals in life, which is what pleases Allah first and foremost, then there is no successful relationship. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Ibrahim alayhi salam was forced to leave his own hometown, and his people could not have any more hope by his presence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him permission to leave, for a prophet doesn't just give up. He took with him his wife Sarah alayhi salam and his nephew Prophet Lut. Prophet Lut alayhi salam was summoned to become a prophet and sent to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was newlywed to Sarah, and the name Sarah means the one who brings happiness. Sometimes naming your children with names that have good meanings will help in them growing up with that character. Brothers and sisters, Sarah alayhi salam is said to be among the most attractive and beautiful women on earth. And Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam did not marry her because of that, but only because she was a woman of truth and followed the truth. Her character, her integrity, her honesty, and her strength could not be matched. My brothers and sisters, Sarah alayhi salam went with her husband Ibrahim. She also left her family with the truth to establish a new home, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to go to a place called Ilia. Ilia is the old name of modern day Jerusalem or Palestine. On their way, they passed by a route which sent them to Egypt. As they were passing, a group of people who belonged to the kingdom of a tyrant and oppressive king of Egypt saw Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sarah. When they recognized that she was a very beautiful woman, they sent message to the king to tell him, "We have seen the most beautiful woman coming past your land and territory." This king was known to abuse women and he loved to have women around him. So we said to them, "Go and ask. If she tells you that the man who is with her is her husband, then kill him and bring her to me." Jibril alayhi salam, the archangel, he came to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and informed him before the news came to him. He said, "These soldiers will come and this is what they're going to ask you. So be careful." Ibrahim alayhi salam turned to his wife and said, "O Sarah, you know, there is no one but me and you who are believers in this land. When these people come to ask you, 'Who am I to you?' tell them that I am your brother." Ibrahim alayhi salam meant that he is her brother in Islam. He is also her brother in humanity. They both came from Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve are the fathers and mothers of all mankind. Ibrahim alayhi salam told her to say those words because his life was at stake. Secondly, if Ibrahim alayhi salam were to be killed at that instant, who will spread the message of truth? It was the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he was going to live anyway. Sarah alayhi salam did say exactly that to the soldiers who came to take her away, and he left while she went relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that her husband had left did not trouble her as much anymore, because Sarah alayhi salam knows Allah will not abandon her. The story goes on, and the king, he tried to abuse her, but she made a dua. She said, "O Allah, if you know that I have guarded my chastity, my dignity, my honor, my body, me, from any other man except my husband, then do not let this disbeliever, this tyrant king, touch me." Immediately his arm became paralyzed and he got scared. So she made a dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to release him. A second time he tried, same thing happened. And a third time he tried, the same thing happened. And then he began to become afraid. He feared that she might be a sorcerer. He said, "What kind of a woman have you brought me? This she is nothing but a witch, a sorcerer. Take her away from me." And he was so frightened, Allah placed the fear in his heart that he wanted to give her a gift just in case she turns around and changes her mind and in his mind make another spell on him. Whereas in fact she was just making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gifted her with a servant girl that was with him. Her name was none other than Hajar alayhi salam, who later on becomes also the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam. She was sent with Sarah as a servant for her and as a gift, as it was in those days, and she treated her with absolute dignity and respect. Hajar alayhi salam left, and there was a qadr happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had predestined and pre-measured something amazing to come out of that. Sometimes we only see things from face value, but Allah may have something installed, something huge. When Sarah alayhi salam arrived back to Ibrahim alayhi salam, she found him praying, and when he finished, he looked back at her and said in their language, "Him." Him in their language means, "What happened?" And she said, "Allah took care of us. That's it." She said nothing more than that. My brothers and sisters, they left to Palestine and lived worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and calling those people to Islam together. Sarah alayhi salam and Ibrahim, the way they collaborated with each other in this story shows us some significant lessons. Number one, they trusted each other that they can look after each other. For Ibrahim alayhi salam trusted that she can go and take care of herself, which teaches us that, you know, when some men or some women, the shaitan may come to their minds and make them feel or want to be controlling or like a helicopter kind of spouse. But rather to show dignity and honor to your spouse, you should give them some trust that they can take care of themselves sometimes. They are capable of having skills or learning their own skills. Ibrahim alayhi salam trusted his wife also in her loyalty and dignity. She was never going to give up on her husband. And that is something very important for husbands to know, that their wife is loyal. The wife knows that her husband can trust her in that she will be dignified and loyal to him as well. There is no assumptions or speculation about the other. There is no doubt about the spouse, and that's why trust is very important. Sarah alayhi salam is a role model for all women of every age, strong, full of integrity. But the most important thing that we can learn from their relationship is number one, their foundation was mutual. What is that foundation? That at the end of the day, neither the husband nor the wife is the one who can provide or do everything for their spouse without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The husband has weaknesses, the wife has weaknesses, and at the end of the day, they are both gifts to each other from Allah. So Sarah called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he came before her husband. When she said to him, "Allah took care of us," that conversation ended there. The lesson, my dear brothers and sisters, husband and wife, rely on Allah and make Allah the foundation of everything that happens between you. And that is why the Prophet ﷺ said, the best type of man to marry is the one who has deen, God-fearing, and good character. And the best type of woman to marry is the one where you choose her based on her fear of Allah and her deen, meaning their way of life. And I end with the verse of the Quran where Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, among God's miracles is this, that He created your spouses for you from your same essence and origin in order that you may find tranquility and peace together. And He made between you love, compassion, and mercy. In this, there are many examples and signs for people who ponder. Ibrahim alayhi salam now has to live a life of a relationship with his family, but he was growing old in age, 80 years old, and still with no child.
ملة أبيكم إبراهيم.